Today, we begin the eighth season of Dayton Youth Radio on WYSO with a story produced over the summer at Daybreak Dayton. It's a homeless shelter that's specifically for children, teenage runaways, and young people. A note to listeners that this story contains graphic language about violence and discussion of suicidal thoughts. Here's Dayton Youth Radio project manager Basim Blunt to introduce the story.
This is a different type of youth radio story because it wasn't recorded at a high school. It was recorded at a shelter. There was no homeroom, science classes, or football games. During my time at Daybreak, some of the young people opened up and shared their stories with me. I never knew if I would see them again on my next visit.
My name is Kiana Beasley, and I was born in Toledo, Ohio. I'm afraid of being shot. I hope I never get into sex trafficking. That's something I'm honestly afraid of. I don't want no guy to snatch me up. That's a big fear. I don't want to date no crazy dude that be on that weird stuff, you know?
They are legally adults. They're 18, 19, 20. That can be a very formative time and a very frightening time to be emerging into adulthood.
Josh Eglin is the LGBTQ program liaison. He's been with Daybreak for 6 years.
There's going to be times where young folks in the community have zero support. There is no one in their corner. They have no family. They've either relocated from another town or they've lived here for a while and the family has disowned them.
My name is Michael Snyder and I'm from North Carolina. I'm 19 years old. I've been affiliated with Daybreak for about two and a half weeks now. I've always had trust issues as I was adopted at 2 years old. My parents were paying for my apartment. I was drinking 10 to 15 beers a night, and I was really hungover. I got into a fight with my dad, and my dad came in with a golf club. I ran out. I walked here from North Carolina. I found out about Daybreak because I was at the hospital and I was depressed. I was in the suicidal ideation unit.
Daybreak Incorporated is for at-risk, runaway, throwaway, and abused youth from the age of 9 years old to 25.
Robert Neal is an anger management counselor at Daybreak. He runs a space known as the Coffee House, where residents can chill, eat snacks, and they also have open mic sessions.
These young people nowadays, man, they've gone through hell. They've gone through hell. But that's why there is a Daybreak.
I've known about Daybreak since 2017. It was a very traumatic year for me. I started running away and stuff because I was depressed at that time. It's so much that I like about Daybreak. I'm being in an environment around people my age. I like that the workers are mainly positive. They got a lot of stuff going on here. They got a studio here. They got all types of stuff.
The biggest thing that I knew about young people was that they wanted a forum where they can open up and express themselves. When they first see that there are other people that say the same thing happened to me, you know, and tell why I ran away. The young person that say, why would my daddy do that to me? Boys, that was say my uncle told me if I ever told somebody, he would kill me. You know, life.
I'm 21 years old. My name is Alero Jones.
I don't love nobody. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't love nobody because you feel me. Nobody loves me. Nobody. My mom and dad abused me as a youngin. My mom put my face in boiling hot water. My daddy slamming my head on the bathroom floor. I don't love anybody. I can't love. Because all the pain and struggle I've been through.
They have had to navigate so many hurdles, so many challenges, so many traumas. I can only really begin to visualize or imagine. We have the only 24/7 emergency shelter in the Miami Valley, specifically for young people.
We have a way of connecting and get them help if they want to go back to where they were run away from, or they want to reestablish in the city of Dayton, they want to get into school, they want to get into college, wherever they were when they came to Daybreak, we picked them up from there and move them on.
Where do I see myself in 5 weeks or 5 years? Honestly, I don't know. What matters now is the present.
That's a story entitled Gravity. The 24-hour hotline number to Daybreak is on our website. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.